wonderful world of wine.
He might be a 20 to 9 operator because the text message machine's gone berserk. Georgie Samios, you might be more prime time, Georgie.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, going well.
How you what going? Are you
doing?
Very serious.
Reading your fan mail there, are you?
No. I was a bit late switching through. Problems with my phone. But anyway, good morning this morning, listening to you, Blakes.
Hey, it's great to have you on. Just to lighten us up a bit, we've been pretty hardcore sport this morning. Straight off the top, we're going to get this one out in case I miss it later. I'm getting married tomorrow, Georgie. What should I fill the champagne towel with? That's from Nick.
Depending on your budget, I would say if you want to go true champagne, so something from Champagne, I'd probably go Bollinger because I like the style, but it's a bit exy. But if you're looking for an Australian sparkling that drinks well but it's not going to break the balance, I'd probably go for Domaine Chandon from the Yarra Valley.
I'd go for a Spumante if you've got to make a big tower.
Hey, George, he said, is there a shortage of champagne out there?
Yeah, there is actually, Tim, and I was obviously on Channel Wisp earlier in the week, but there is. Australia's actually bucked the trend. The rest of the world drank less champagne because most restaurants and clubs and hotels were closed, but in Australia we actually drank more champagne because we generally drink more of it at home, so we actually drank 10% more than normal last year. But also combined with logistics around the world being in turmoil and also champagne as a region being shut down for a while, but also you can't turn champagne overnight. So if the world's consumption goes up, it's a bit of a lag effect. So we will see shortages, but there's some great Australian sparklings that we should try in this place.
Well, give us one because this is just coming through. I'm moving into my first house this weekend. Congratulations. And I'm looking to pop the champagne. I'd like a local sparkling recommendation.
Yeah, I think always go Tassie. So you can't go to Tassie. You've got Clover Hill, you've got Jance, you've got Arras, you've got Heemskerk. There's a collaboration between Heemskerk and George Jensen, which is really nice. If not, go to the Yarra Valley. I mentioned Domaine Chandon. Colstrum Hills makes a good one. So I think Tassie in 30 or 40 years' time will have a global reputation as strong as champagne. They are making incredible sparkling wine.
And this is from Scotty off the text. My wife likes the odd wine now and then, but even after just one or two, she's no good the next day. Georgie boy, is there a particular variety she should select to minimise this?
Important one, this one, George.
I think stick to the medium-bodied reds, so the Grenaches, the Merlots, potentially Shiraz, whites. Stick to probably Chardonnay, but not too oaked. But again, I say it sort of quite often. It's the lack of water that we don't drink when we're having wine that's generally the issue. And you get what you pay for. If you trade up in price, you generally will get a better quality wine, which in my eyes means less of a risk.
Gents, I'm heading up the river this weekend, Craying. Ooh. Going Craying with the boys. What's a good bottle to wash down a Cray around the fire with? That's from Joel. Now, that's my man.
I like Pinot Noir or Chardonnay with the Cray. And for Chardonnay and Pinot, why don't you just go to the Yarra Valley and then you've got them both covered.
And off the text, Tasmanian Frogmore Creek Sparkling is outstanding. I bought a bottle of Penfolds off the text, Grange Bin 95, 1976 vintage for my parents' anniversary 20 years ago. I just wanted to know if that vintage is still drinkable after 45 years. And what it might be worth in today's market. That's from Paul Trimboli out there.
Paul Trimboli.
Probably worth about $1,000, Paul. Great vintage, 76. In fact, all the vintages ending in 6, 76, 86, 96, 06, and 16, ironically, have been really, really good Granges. So if you look at the best Grange ever made was probably the 1990. That'd be on tier one. 2010's close behind. And then all the sixes are just below that. So that's a great bottle of wine. And it would drink well, but I'd be drinking it soon. You know, there's no greater occasion than opening a bottle of wine with the family. Then do it as soon as possible.
Nice. Georgie, I'm taking the old man via Clare on a 10-day Oodnadatta trek. Best winery to hit pre and post.
At the Clare Valley, I think there's quite a few there. In fact, my wine of the week this week is Jim Barry wine, so it's worth popping in and seeing Jim Barry. But there's certainly Taylor's have got a nice operation up there, and there's a really nice Riesling trail where you can sort of go between all the wineries and taste all the different Rieslings, which is a bit of fun.
Hey, George, a lot of people, cold weather, soup this time of year. I just asked you to pair some wine with soup. Gary's Three Shanks soup.
Yeah, magnificent.
Bland, it just needs a bit of a lift.
It's not bland, George.
What sort of wine?
It's one of the best soups you'll ever taste, ever.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tasting it. Look, the key with soup, the Darren Hinch diet of soup and wine, is to get a wine that actually almost contrasts the soup, because you've got something that's hot in the bowl, and then generally the wine is room temperature or chilled. So with Gary's Three Shanks soup, I'd go with something aromatic, maybe even a Sauv Blanc.
Right. I like a pumpkin. I like a pumpkin soup. What would you pair with?
pumpkin soup, medium-bodied white, probably. So Fiano, your own Fiano would go well with it. Tim, and then a Chardonnay, a medium-bodied Chardonnay.
Got a nice.
What are you two guys up to?
We get a variety of texts coming through while you're on,
from
George.
Glenn Maggie just sent a nice
You've
one.
You ruined
through.
Your track record.
Thanks
there.
Very much for that. The Grenache, which I've now championed for a number of years, continues to be the blockage. Is the one that I've now got in my tasting kit at the moment. Have you got another Grenache I can try?
Well, we've had a few recently. Pepperjack's got a good little Grenache at the moment. I don't know if you've tried that one yet, Gary.
No.
It's McLaren Vale and Barossa blend, and I think it's now almost the number one selling Grenache in Australia. So you should try that. You'll get it for around $20, $22. So give that a try.
Like it. Recommendations of the week. You are batting 100 at the moment, so you haven't missed.
Okay, we go back to Clare Valley, and the winery's name is Jim Barry. Yep. He was the founder, of course. The family still runs the operation. The wine is called Barry Brothers Shiraz Cabernet. So Jim Barry, Barry Brothers Shiraz Cabernet from Clare Valley. Beautiful, beautiful, soft, elegant, powerful wine. You know, a nice meat pie wine on the weekend.
Sheets, what are we looking at?
You'll get it anywhere from about 17 to probably 22.
Mm, not bad. Hey, is it true you're being recognised out and about now and being dagged by sort of Georgie groupies out there in the marketplace?
I'm not sure about groupies, but the housemate of your son bowled me up one day after the function, and he had a bit of a dribble. But at least I worked out there was at least one person who listened.
Oh, there's thousands listening. All the messages coming through. We can't get to them every week, but we try. Georgie boy, thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Hi, George.
Jim Barry, Barry Brothers Shiraz Cabernet, is George Samios's wine of the week. I'll be back with. Yes.
I had a little bit of feedback about your Three Shanks suit. Just lacks a little bit of fat.
No,
that's somebody that's had it.
No, you don't.
Somebody close to you that's had it said it just lacks a little bit of flavour.
You don't even get a bite from me on that, because everyone's had it. It's the best soup they've ever had.